Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Lost Village by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1, A New Adventure. Are you ready for a new adventure? Grandfather Alden asked with a twinkle in his eyes. It was nearly dusk, and the four Alden children were sitting in the living room playing Go Fish with Mrs. McGregor, the family housekeeper.
What kind of adventure?
Six-year-old Benny asked excitedly. He jumped to his feet, scattering cards everywhere.
Is it a scary adventure, or a fun adventure, or is it...
He stopped abruptly when his older sister Violet tugged on his arm.
Why don't you let Grandfather tell us?
She gently pulled her younger brother back into his seat.
Well, I'll give you a hint, Grandfather said, settling down on the sofa. It's not scary, but it's definitely going to be fun. It's something you've never done before. Oh, yes, there's one more thing. You're going to a very exciting place.
Ever since we moved in with you, Grandfather, we've had one adventure after another, Henry said.
At 14, he was the oldest of the four Alden children. He remembered how their lives had changed since the days when they were living in a boxcar. Grandfather Alden had found them and given them a real home with lots of love.
This may be the most unusual adventure of all, Grandfather said. You're going to spend 2 weeks on a Navajo Indian reservation.
A Navajo reservation?
10-year-old Violet cried.
Thank you, Grandfather.
A shy, sweet girl, she leaned over and gave her grandfather a big hug.
How did you arrange it, Grandfather? Jessie asked.
She was 2 years older than her sister, and very practical.
I thought that only members of a tribe could live on a Native American reservation.
Don't worry, Jessie, Grandfather reassured her. You're going to be special guests. My friend, Ed Talbot, invited me to do some trout fishing in the mountains. He told me there's going to be a powwow at a nearby reservation, and he thought you might like to be a part of it.
You bet we would. A powwow.
Benny jumped up again, nearly tripping over Watch, the family dog.
I know what a powwow is. It's like a big fair, only better.
I think it means a celebration. Sort of a family reunion, Henry said slowly.
That's right, Grandfather agreed. Ed told me it's like a gathering of friends and relatives. There will be lots of singing and dancing, and friends from other tribes are invited. Usually the townspeople come, too. It's a way to learn about the customs and traditions of the Navajo people.
Where will we stay? Violet asked.
Ed has some friends on the reservation, the Lightfeathers. They've invited you to stay in their home with their 2 children, Joe and Amy. Joe's 12 and Amy's 10.
It sounds like fun, Violet said.
When do we leave, Grandfather?
To get there in time for the powwow preparations, we have to catch an early morning flight tomorrow, Grandfather said. Do you think you'll have time to pack tonight?
We will if we get started right away, Jessie said.
She stood up and began thinking about what they would need. Probably plenty of shorts and tops, she decided, and some jeans and sweaters in case the nights were chilly.
Okay,
Benny said eagerly. He raced upstairs to his room and tossed his duffel bag on the bed. He was busily sorting through his T-shirts when Mrs. McGregor stuck her head around the doorway.
Be sure to take your hiking boots, Benny. Your grandfather said you'll be doing some hiking on mountain trails.
I'll pack them right now.
He threw open his closet door and rummaged through the pile of sneakers until he found his hiking boots. Watch strolled in, tail wagging, and plunked himself down on Benny's bed.
I can't play with you now, Watch, Benny said. There's just too much to do.
Mountain trails, horses, and a Navajo reservation. Benny took in a deep breath and stuffed his bathing suit into the bottom of the duffel bag.
Half an hour later, he was all packed and happily stretched out next to Watch, patting the dog's stomach. He wished they could leave for the reservation that very minute. Morning seemed such a long way off. The air was nippy the next day when they set off for the airport. Mrs. McGregor was driving Grandfather's station wagon, and Violet was wedged in the back seat between Henry, Benny, and Watch.
"Are you sure we can't bring Watch on the plane?"
Benny asked when they pulled up in front of the terminal. "No, I think Watch will be happy with Mrs. McGregor," Grandfather said. "She'll make sure he gets plenty of exercise."
"And plenty of playtime," Benny said. "He likes to run around outside."
"Don't worry, Benny. I'll take good care of him. Have fun, everyone," Mrs. McGregor called as they unloaded the luggage from the car. A few minutes later, the Aldens checked their baggage at the airline counter and waited for their flight to be announced. Benny spent the next half hour watching sleek, silver planes take off until Grandfather finally stood up. "That's our flight," he said. The children trooped after him as he handed the tickets to a flight attendant and boarded the plane.
"This is fun," Benny said, settling into his seat.
He kept his nose pressed against the window as the plane taxied down the runway and then took off. It was a clear day, and after lunch, Jesse leaned over and pointed out the Mississippi River to him. Later, he nudged her excitedly.
"I think that's the Grand Canyon," he said.
"Pretty soon, we'll be in New Mexico, and you'll see real cactus plants," Henry said. Once the plane landed, Grandfather ushered everyone into a taxi. The sun was setting in a blaze of color when they drove down a twisting road and saw a group of beige stucco ranch houses nestled at the foot of a mountain range. A split rail fence ran around a part of the reservation, and two children rushed to open the gate when they approached. The girl gave a shy smile when Grandfather asked them if they knew the way to the Lightfeathers.
"We sure do," the boy piped up. "I'm Joe Lightfeather, and this is my sister, Amy. We've been waiting for you."
"Do you want to get in and show us the way?" Violet asked. "We can all fit in, if we put down the extra seat."
"Okay," Joe replied, as he and Amy scrambled into the taxi.
"Oh, it's beautiful," Jesse said, when they pulled up in front of a cozy adobe house with a red tile roof.
There were clay pots full of cactus plants on the front steps, and a giant ficus tree shaded the front lawn. A man and woman hurried out to greet them.
"You must be the Aldens," the woman said.
She shook hands with Grandfather and the children as they stepped out of the taxi.
"I'm Tony Lightfeather, and this is my husband, Bob. Welcome to our home. We have a cat named Snowball. I hope you like animals,"
Amy said softly to Violet. Grandfather asked the taxi driver to wait while he chatted with the Lightfeathers for a few minutes. Then he looked at the darkening sky.
"I think I'd better be on my way now. Ed's cabin is about an hour's drive from here."
"Aren't you staying for dinner?" Joe asked, surprised. "You should see what Mom's fixing. She made all my favorite foods. Fried chicken and stuffing, mashed potatoes, and chocolate layer cake. Those are my favorites, too,"
Benny exclaimed, and everyone laughed.
"I appreciate the invitation," Grandfather said. "But Ed's expecting me for dinner."
He hugged each of the Aldens.
"Have a wonderful time, children."
"You too, Grandfather,"
Violet said. She felt a little sad that Grandfather was leaving, but she knew she'd enjoy herself at the Lightfeathers. Amy and Joe looked very friendly, and she could hardly wait to ask if they had any horses. They waved until Grandfather's taxi was out of sight, and then turned toward the house.
"Oh, here he is,"
Amy said, scooping up a large white cat who had scampered out from under a bush.
"Violet, meet Snowball. You can hold him if you like. He likes to be scratched under his chin." Violet cradled the cat in her arms, and he began to purr loudly.
That means he's happy,
Amy said.
Maybe it means he's hungry,
Benny said hopefully. Mrs. Lightfeather laughed. I have the feeling that you're the one who's hungry, young man. Would you like to help me in the kitchen while everyone else puts the suitcases away?
Sure,
Benny said eagerly. You and Henry will be sleeping in Joe's room, and the girls can stay with Amy, Mr. Lightfeather said. While the rest of the Aldens trooped into the house and made their way upstairs, Benny followed Mrs. Lightfeather into the kitchen. It was light and airy, and filled with hanging baskets of green herbs. I'm going to let you make a big decision, Benny, Mrs. Lightfeather said. Joe told you I made a chocolate layer cake today, but my husband made peach ice cream for dessert. He wanted to surprise me. What shall we do?
That's easy,
Benny said quickly.
We can have both.
Two desserts? Mrs. Lightfeather said doubtfully. Benny rubbed his stomach.
If there are any leftovers, I promise to eat them.
Mrs. Lightfeather grinned. You've got a deal.